In a big blow to Charlotte's bid for a Major League Soccer team, Mecklenburg County Commissioners last night decided not to help pay for a new stadium near uptown. Instead, they voted to fund long-delayed parks projects and to offer the county-owned Memorial Stadium to the city of Charlotte. WFAE's David Borax has more.
The 5-3 vote reversed the commission's January vote endorsing a plan to rebuild Memorial Stadium near uptown. Since then, some commissioners have complained that the city council hasn't yet decided whether to join the project, and they faced months of lobbying by citizens who fear the stadium would take away funding from park and greenway projects that voters approved in the 2008 bond referendum. Commissioner Jim Puckett says the county should stay out of the deal and give the stadium to the city.
They have both the expertise and a funding stream to deal with that.
Expertise in publicly funded sports projects and access to tourism tax revenues that can only be used for projects like a stadium, says Puckett. Commissioner Matthew Ridenour says publicly funded stadiums are a bad deal, and he's hearing that from citizens.
There's just not that fever around this deal. But what we do hear is the excitement over building out our fulfilling our 2008 promises to build those parks and greenways.
In the audience, a couple of dozen park supporters waved signs. They got what they came for. With the vote, commissioners approved spending $49 million to finish more than a dozen parks and recreation bond projects. That's about $20 million more than what County Manager Dina DiIorio proposed spending in a plan that would have funded both parks and the stadium. That didn't come up for a vote last night. Other yes votes came from Commissioners Pat Cotham, Bill James, and Chair Ella Scarborough. Her vote was the most surprising. Back in January, she supported spending $44 million to help build the stadium. And just before the vote, she spoke favorably about bringing an MLS team to Charlotte. When she raised her hand to support Puckett's motion, Commissioners Trevor Fuller and George Dunlap questioned her.
I thought you said you were opposed to it.
Yeah, and you just voted the opposite way.
Yeah, no, she did not say she was opposed to it.
I'm not opposed to it because it does include soccer.
No, it doesn't. Yeah. This motion does not include
it says we limit.
Scarborough asked to have the motion read again and appealed to the county attorney for help understanding it. When the commission retook the vote, she voted yes again. That effectively killed county participation in the MLS deal. The spotlight now shifts to the city council, where the Economic Development Committee has been considering the stadium deal. Committee Chair James Mitchell is a supporter, but he said last night,
not having the county to put in their financial commitment, I think is a deal breaker. I think for us it was about two governing bodies working together to do something special and bring a professional franchise.
Mitchell says he'll put the county's offer of Memorial Stadium on the council's August 28th agenda, but he'll vote no. For WFAE News, I'm David Borax.